My next guest has actually figured out, if you crunch the numbers, he's come up with a list of things that we could actually build and fix. Problems we could actually solve if you take a fraction of the crazy train to nowhere price tag of $100 billion and actually reprogram all that money to things we actually want. Wait till you hear the list that he's come up with. He's one of the sharpest guys I know. Coming up on the DeMaio Report, but first, traffic.
Lots of that.
Ogo. Joining me on the DeMaio Report is Ed Ring with California Policy Center, and he's crunched some numbers on the high-speed crazy train to nowhere. Ed, thanks for stopping by. So I loved what you did in this piece, what we could buy if we weren't doing the crazy train to nowhere. Now, the price tag on this train is about $100 billion, correct? $100 billion of taxpayer money?
You know, we used the latest official number, which is $64 billion, but most analysts, including supporters of the train, acknowledge that it's probably more like $100 billion.
Yeah. So you took the low government bureaucrat, we lie on everything. We can't add because we went to public school. You took those low numbers of $64 billion, and let's walk through some of the wonderful things that we could spend that money on if we weren't wasting it on the crazy train.
Yeah, and there's so many things that we need to do that are so much more important. So, you know, we started with the premise, well, how much would it cost for Californians to have abundant energy, abundant water, and, you know, unclogged freeways? And it turns out for $64 billion, you could get yourself pretty close to that. For example, you could build 620 megawatt power plants and that would generate 6.2 gigawatts of electric power for $5.7 billion. And when you think about that, we generate at peak 50 gigawatts. So you increase that by 12%. You're never going to have a brownout. You can build all the electric cars you want. You can power all the desalination plants you want. You'll have abundant energy. You can fuel it with natural gas, which we've got right here in California. It's clean. And you're not even using 10% of the money it would take using the low number to build the bullet train.
And of course, you mentioned electric cars, so all the enviros should be happy about that, because a lot of the enviros say, let's put everyone on a train and get rid of the carbon emissions. Okay, what else can we afford?
Well, you know, then let's talk about water. And there's two ways, there's really three ways. There's storage, there's distribution, there's desalination, there's sewage reuse. But we're starting with just water that's not being redistributed. It's not just being stored and used later. It's not even being reclaimed. It's new water. It's new water in the system. You guys did it in San Diego. It would cost, even at the California prices, it would only cost another $15 billion. And I say only because, again, that's only about 20% of the money that you take to build the bullet train.
Or 15% if you're using real math, but go ahead.
Correct. To desalinate, well, it could be even higher than $100 billion, and it probably would be if they ever built the whole thing. But that's a million acre feet. And to put that into perspective, okay, $15 billion, another million acre feet of water. Every household in this state, indoor and outdoor water use, only consumes 3 million acre feet. So you could get one-third of that met with new water that would not be reclaimed and not be stored and redistributed. It wouldn't be taken away from the almond farmers or anybody else. It would be new water, a million acre feet for $15 billion.
Okay, hold on a second. So that's $15 billion plus what, $5 billion or change?
$20 billion.
So, okay. For a fifth of what the project is going to cost under official number, numbers, and for a third of what the project would cost if you're cooking the books with the government bureaucrats, we could solve our water and our energy crisis in the state of California?
That's correct, but we don't want to just solve the water crisis. We want to shatter the water crisis.
Okay. So much water that we're like throwing water balloons at each other and that we're like squirt gunning each other. We got so much water, we could all have green lawns. Is that the standard that you want to get to?
Frankly, yes.
Okay, good.
And you know, the other thing is, you want to be able to withstand a 10-year drought. You want to be able to withstand a 15-year drought.
Because, you know, climate change is coming and the whole world is going to go dry. But, so go on.
Well, the point I'm making is you have to have resiliency. When you conserve everybody down to the very smallest amount they can practically make use of and kill all the lawns and put low flow everywhere and make them buy all these really expensive appliances, what you end up with is a system that has no buffer left in it.
Yeah.
So even if you're just talking about civil resiliency for climate reasons or for terrorism or whatever it may be that hurts the system, you have backup that's built into the system. It doesn't have to be a drought. It could be anything.
Yeah, so how much would the backup stuff cost?
Well, let's reclaim all of our sewage. We probably should do that first.
How much is that going to cost us?
$10 billion.
$10 billion. So now we're up to $30 billion. Okay, so let's think about this. For $30 billion, not only do we solve the energy crisis, we solve the water crisis, we're then able to actually bank a bunch of reserve water, and we don't have to release sewage into our beaches and our bays, and that's good for the environment. So that's $30 billion. It's half the cost of the goosed-up numbers of the government bureaucrats. That's amazing. Yeah. Do you have something else that you're going to solve?
Again, we're talking about 2 million acre-feet for $10 billion. It's much cheaper to reuse sewage than to desalinate, but you want to desalinate because that's new water.
Sure, yeah, and no one likes to drink potty water all the time. So you've solved all those problems, and you still have $30 billion left over if you trust the government math, or actually $70 billion if you really true up the numbers. With all
that's
those
correct,
savings, do you have other things that you're going to solve with this money?
Well, that's right. We now have replaced all household water, and all that water can go back to farms or the environment.
Yeah,
so we've got all this money left. Let's build the Sites Reservoir. That is a 2 million acre foot off-stream reservoir. You're not damming a river. You're not stopping fish. And you can.
So we put a reservoir on the list. How much is that going to cost?
That would the highest estimate we could find was $4.4 billion, and that's for a 2 million acre foot reservoir that will capture all the runoff from the Sacramento River. Now, look at what happened.
So that's
the
River that's
and the Sacramento River. They flooded. You could take all that flood water instead of breaking the levees. It can go up into that.
All right. So we got $35 billion spent. So we were storing a bunch of water. We've solved the energy crisis, the water crisis. We're cleaning up our beaches and our bays. What other problems can we solve with all that money that's still left over if we cancel the bullet train?
Well, you know, we've left one more water project in there because down in the San Juan.
Skip that. I'm not interested in it. We've solved it. So, anything else that we can do? I think we could probably rebuild all of our. Here's the deal. How about we build some prisons so we actually can keep violent felons in jail rather than release them onto the streets? How about we actually build some homeless shelters? And then can we add in? Let's just go crazy and say we'll rebuild all the schools.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of things like that. What we picked was every major interstate in California that's over 3,000 miles of roads
can
be widened and resurfaced
for
$15 billion.
And you still have money left over.
Yeah.
You fix the roads, you fix the water, you fix the energy crisis, you clean the environment, and you still have money left over. This is what we would call common sense, Ed. And
I agree. We
so desperately need it. Thanks for coming up with this analysis. I really thought it was provocative. I thought it was creative. And it really shows people what we're up against with all this waste in Sacramento, why this is such the crazy train. Thanks so much, Ed. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Get on the lines.